Well, hello, friends. Mark DiMatteo here, of course, with a new message going out to our Great Questions group. And I want to say Happy New Year to everybody. I trust this finds each of you doing well and hope that everyone enjoyed the holidays and is now looking forward to another new year ahead of us that we are actually already 7 days into. It's pretty hard to believe how fast the time goes by. But anyway, excited and looking forward again to another new year. And just a quick update, I wanted to let you know I just added my 594th, I believe, person to my personal Great Questions email list. So we're continuing to grow. We're officially with the folks signed up on the blog well over 600 now, which is pretty cool. So if you are new to our broadcasts, I want to say a quick welcome to y'all. And as always, if anybody would like to find out a little more information on our Great Questions group, as well as all my previously recorded audio messages, you can go to markdematteo.com, markdematteo.com. And so let's get going here with our message. And folks, we're going to continue the theme series on the atomic paradox. But since we have started the new year, and this is our kickoff message for 2013, I want to shift gears with y'all just for a moment. And in this message, which is our 21st, and I have entitled First Things First, I'd like to take the opportunity to tell you all about a brief story regarding something that I experienced a number of years ago that not only had a significant impact on me, but it was another motivating incident, folks, that played a part in my launching our Great Questions group. And I think it's timely to actually share it with you all since we're beginning this new year. Okay. The story that I'm going to share with you centers around a particular gentleman that I'm going to call Lewis in this story, although that was not actually his name in real life. Furthermore, I've taken the liberty to alter a few of the additional details surrounding the story, but without changing the essential theme, which is the main reason I want to share this with you. I actually had the opportunity, the pleasure, really, of meeting Lewis through some of my business endeavors, perhaps more than 15 years ago now, and he and I quickly became friends as well as business associates. Lewis was one of the nicest gentlemen you'd ever want to meet. He was a little bit older than me at the time, actually substantially older, but ready smile, polite, respectful, humble, dependable, great guy. Okay, anybody that met him liked him. Over the course of my relationship with him, I also found out that he was not only a retired full bird colonel in the armed services, but he had been highly accomplished and decorated in his particular field. Within the armed services. Additionally, he was also quite accomplished academically and had actually earned his doctorate in a particular field of medical science, though he rarely spoke of it, and which again just kind of bared out the type of guy he was. Interestingly enough, he was also dealing with a long-term illness, which stayed under control for a number of years, though he occasionally had to undergo treatments for it. And during this time, as we had the opportunity to associate with each other on a regular basis over the course of several years, we had a chance to travel, do different things, and through it all, we talked a lot, had a lot of great conversations. And even back then, when the opportunity would present itself, I would ask him, in essence, about the four great questions. Interestingly, though, Lewis, however, was one of those individuals that I sometimes encounter that was quite resistant to the topic and really didn't even want to talk about it. Though I would occasionally gently try to raise the subject from time to time, primarily just out of concern for him, he would politely avoid the topic, and as I normally do, I would just let it go. Consequently, we never did have the opportunity to discuss it in any detail. Well, then seemingly without warning, his illness came on again and in a very serious manner. And in what seemed like a very, very short period of time, he actually passed away. He died. And folks, I remember visiting him for the last time probably a day or two prior to his actual passing. And the disease had taken a serious toll on his body. And he physically, as many times what happens, he was quite different from the once relatively robust man that I knew. Not surprisingly, he was mentally and emotionally in a different state as well. And the entire encounter had a profound impact on me, because here was this man, my friend, who was lying, you know, in a bed at the point of death, basically. And by what many would consider, he had lived a very successful life. He had a family, many friends, and a number of notable accomplishments and accolades. And yet he was about to leave it all behind, folks, and enter into a realm he had thought essentially nothing of, nor knew anything about. I like to use the term in a lot of ways, folks, that, you know, are backing into eternity. And I'm going to develop that, that thought process in a future message. But anyway, let me just continue on here and stay on my notes so I keep this coherent here. But anyway, I know this because in those last few hours of his life, he was finally open enough that I was able to talk to him about, you know, those all important questions, the ones we talk about all the time, and especially the final one, folks, where he was going. And folks, he kept telling me, "Mark, I just don't know. I don't know where I'm going. I have no idea." And I hope to this day that at least some of what I was finally able to share with him made at least a little bit of sense, and affected what he believed and where he was going. Still, folks, it struck me forcibly once again of the urgent need for striving to figure out some of this before our number comes up, okay? For even if we get everything we think we want out of this life, we're only going to have it for a while. And we are going to leave every bit of it behind and eventually step beyond it, okay? That's kind of a no-brainer, but we really need to stop and pause and think about it. Interestingly, I was actually sharing this story recently with one of the members of our group that I had run into personally, and he replied that he didn't see why I was so concerned, because he said he didn't happen to believe in any kind of an afterlife. In fact, he said that the thought of this life just going on and on actually scared him a bit. And I found that kind of interesting, but I told him that I would agree with him if the only thing I had or we had to look forward to was just more of this life, okay? As I mentioned in some of my previous audios, all of us can imagine so much more. And there is too much that is wrong with this life. If this is all there is, it seems quite apparent that it would be extremely difficult, in fact, probably impossible, for anyone to truly experience real peace with all the heartache that exists around this world, especially for those of us, all of us, I mean, you know, that don't just care about our own little world, but everything else that's going on around us, okay? I then asked him if he was sure that there was no afterlife. And furthermore, did he have any proof that supported his position? For I reminded him that the basic premise of my quest, the Great Questions Quest, was finding valid proofs for any beliefs I chose to embrace. And for any of y'all that have been following along, you've heard that theme over and over again. Valid proof for what I was believing. I then shared with him briefly what I shared in much greater detail with Lewis that day. And what I am going to only touch on quickly now, in deference to time, and that is a glimpse of, quote, the end of the story as I now understand it. Folks, based on all that I have learned up to this point in my 30 plus year journey, every fiber of my being, based on all the evidence, every indication, and all the facts that I have learned, I've been exposed to, okay, I've studied, tells me definitively, emphatically, that there is indeed a far, far greater reality coming, and one which is vastly beyond the realm of anything we could ever imagine here in this present world. A reality where not only all of the evils that plague this world are gone forever, finally, but one, folks, follow me here, but one where the fundamental construct of existence is dramatically altered and raised to one of a completely new order. A realm where even the fundamental laws that presently govern the cosmos are either changed, enhanced, or removed and replaced altogether with far, far greater and higher ones. A place where time as we know it no longer exists. Where there is no longer any dust, dirt, nor decay as we presently know them, and additionally, things no longer wear out, die, and disintegrate. And when we do get to the next message, and I start talking about the next law that I want to introduce you to that I referred to you before, we're going to focus on this and why that law corrupts the world in which we're in today, and just possibly imagine what it would be like if that law were to be removed. It's some fascinating stuff, okay? Moreover, get this, we will have a recreated body, one that is vastly different from the one we live in now, one that is not only immortal and impervious to any type of hurt or harm, but one with both mental and physical capabilities far beyond anything we can now experience in this life. And folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg, and it is no fantasy or pipe dream, as you will see if you will continue to follow along on these messages, because I'm only starting to get into some of this stuff, okay? I plan to progressively share more and more of what I now know with you in the weeks and months ahead. And I think it will thrill you, it'll blow you away, folks, and give you a transcendent hope and peace, perhaps beyond anything you have ever experienced before, as it certainly has for me. What's exciting and thrilling is that this coming reality is potentially available to anyone and everyone that comes to understand some simple and yet profound truths and embraces them. And that is ultimately what this Great Questions group is all about. That is why I want to commend each of you, my friends, for being folks that are thoughtful and reflective enough to consider and think on these all-important life issues along with me. And as we begin yet another year, let me encourage you to rededicate yourself to doing so. If I did not, quite frankly, folks, care about each of you and believe that this info was of the utmost importance for each of us to at least be exposed to and to be made aware of, I would certainly not be taking all the time, energy, and effort I am in order to share all this with you, this whole endeavor, okay? Everything I'm doing, okay? Most of our lives, folks, we are constantly balancing priorities. I know I am. One of the crucial things I have learned over the years is that I rarely have time to do all the things I want to do. So I have figured out what are the most important things, and I have learned how to make time for them. Sort of like when I was still in school, formally anyway. In actuality, I've been in school my entire life. But anyway, back when I was in, you know, officially, quote unquote, in formal academic school, whatever academia, okay, in school, and there was another important class that I needed or wanted to take. I figured out a way to fit it into my schedule. I may not have been able to focus on it 24/7. I've never been able to focus on anything 24/7. But I learned how to allot certain times when I did. And that is what I've done with these Great Questions studies. For folks, I realized early in my life that no matter how busy I was, one day, and I knew not when, I would ultimately find enough time to die. So please, do not treat this lightly, okay, as our very destinies can be at stake. And folks, as always, my best to each of you, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Okay, so have a great day. We'll be in touch. Bye-bye.